Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. High school football is something, of course, we love to talk about. That was me that time.
Yeah.
We bring in one of our favorites, Coach Brian Rector, Father Ryan High School, is here with us. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks, guys.
So the playoffs going on and, you know, always kind of a fun time of year, but how stressful is it for the head coach?
Well, I mean, you know, I've done it a while now, and it's really special because, I don't know, the temperature's changed, the stakes are higher. It feels like, just a real special time of year for football. And anybody that's in it this time of year, should be grateful and thankful. I know we are, and so we're just excited. The campus is a little more excited, and I think that's probably the case throughout the state with anybody still playing.
For those of us that grew up in Nashville and Middle Tennessee, whenever you see, Father Ryan Brentwood Academy, you know that that's going to be a good one. And it has obviously a little something extra tonight, being that it's an elimination game, a playoff game. So how are your boys feeling?
Yeah, great. They've had a great attitude. They've been focused, and, the effort and execution has been as good as I can expect it to be in practice. I'm really proud of them and the staff for our prep so far. Now we just have to go out there and let it all kind of hang out, as they say.
Have you guys, did you play Brentwood Academy during the regular season?
We did, and it did not go well for us. So we have to play a whole lot better if we're going to expect to do any better, that's for sure.
What is it? I mean, that quarterback, George McIntyre, I mean, you've been around this game, Coach, a long time. You know when a quarterback is elite. What makes George McIntyre so good?
Okay, well, just, man, a lot of God-given gifts, but, man, I'm telling you, the guy is crazy elusive. Now, I know that that's not what probably people, credit him with, but I just think his feet are incredible. He can run. He's an excellent basketball player, so his skill and athleticism is off the charts. And so that, to me, might be his most underrated quality that I see as a coach trying to defend against him. But then you throw in the fact that he is – crazy accurate, short ball, deep ball, screens, doesn't matter. His accuracy is ridiculous. It's pretty dang obvious why a place like Tennessee is happy to have him.
So when you scout for this game, the second round playoff game, do you go back and watch that first game, or do you watch what they've done the last three or four games?
We watch it all, man. There's nothing. We watch it all. There's, when you're doing this, especially at this level, there's not anything you don't take a look at. So yes, we watch it all, and we try to, gather all the information we can. I'm sure they do as well, to see how we can, do things at least on our end, a little different.
Coach Brian Rector is with us, Father Ryan High School. Joe and I were just talking about this in our last segment of former NFL players that, when they're done playing, they volunteer coach, or, some make a career out of it, what have you. As someone that's done this a long time, what is the benefit of having someone on your staff that played at such a high level and being able to rely on them to help you teach these kids both on and off the field?
Yeah, you know what? I think relatability is a huge thing. I think that that there's experience is, it's not everything, but man, experience is a lot, and just in life in general, in anything. I think that there's positives, but there's also negatives. You can't assume that the pro game is like the high school game, and you can't assume that a college coach is going to be a good high school coach, because sometimes those things are just very different, but our offensive coordinator, Zach Mettenberger, who obviously has NFL experience and then college coaching experience as well, just does such a good job relating to the kids at this level teaching and not only just doing a great job with X's and O's, but just, with relationships. And that's what I look for in any assistant is, okay, it's not necessarily sometimes what you know, it's how you can get the kids that you're coaching to do it, and he does such a great job with that.
Well, I mean, he brings an experience you talk about. I'm more impressed, Coach, that, he was a quarterback at LSU, when that Bama-LSU rivalry was at an all-time high like that, and so he's been there. I guess that's what I'm saying. He's been through that fire, and that's relatable to quarterbacks on your team, I would guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this for everybody, just because I've worked with Zach and just speaking about Zach is his calm demeanor for not just our offense, but especially our quarterback position is completely invaluable. You know, I mean, I say this all the time. It takes certain personalities to coach certain positions. And, you know, his personality, I think, is perfect for just the offense in general and the quarterback especially.
All right, so you're in class right now, right? What class are we in?
World history, man, world history. Talking about exploration. Exciting stuff, let me tell you.
I'm going to call over there and make sure you don't have to teach. I mean, Gary Rankin doesn't have to teach. I don't know why Brian Rector doesn't have to teach, right?
It's what I do, man. It's what I do. I got the degree. They don't give degrees in coaching, okay? They give degrees in education, and then you get to coach. So that's I've been doing that for, I guess, 27 years now.
Oh, I love it.
I got a quick question. Yeah. Why are football coaches always history teachers?
Well, we're not smart enough to do the math. Well, I'm not going to say that. I know a lot of smart math football coaching teachers. Our head basketball coach, Doug Bontrager, is a excellent math teacher. My defensive line coach, Jeremy Darvin, is a math teacher. But it is kind of a big number, isn't it, that is probably social studies and PE.
When I was in high school, the head coach was a history teacher. The DC was a history teacher. The OC was a history teacher. Everybody taught history.
That's it. Our DC, Chad Broderick, who also does an amazing job as a history teacher, but he's also got that PE certification. So he's, he could kind of go either way on that regard.
So he doesn't just, like when we were in high school, the PE teacher just rolls the balls out there and says, go have fun.
No. That's not the case anymore. That is, there's no feet up on tables with newspapers. No. Those days are over, man. Those days are over.
Real quick, it's a home game tonight. What would you like to see, not only from, you know, the Father Ryan community, but just people? I mean, you'd love to see a packed house tonight, right?
You're darn right. I mean, it's perfect November football weather. You know, it's going to be in the 50s, maybe even drop a little bit below that. I mean, what else do you want to do? Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, you want to be at home, you know, watching Bridgerton on Netflix or something? Let's go. I mean, come on.
Oh,
I love it.
So you mentioned that. I guess you watch Bridgerton. Don't say you don't, because you just admitted it.
I promise I don't. My wife does. My wife does. So. That's a jab at my wife, but I love her. I love her.
I get it.
Well, Coach, we always enjoy our conversations with you. Best of luck tonight against BA, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Y'all have a great one.
You too. Brian Rector, head coach of the Fighting Irish at Father Ryan, is a big one tonight. You going, Dr. Crane?
I'm going to make an attempt to be out there, so yes.
There you go.
Yes. I'm pretty pumped.
Maybe we have a Bridgerton watch party later on. Do you know what that show's about?
No, I don't.
Look it up.
I know it's on Netflix, I think, right?
Look it up on your own time.
Okay.
I think my mom liked that show.
A lot of women like that show.
I don't know. I'm not into that.
I hope not.
I'm not just saying this because I'm an alumni of Father Ryan, but what Brian Rector's got there as a staff, young guys that understand the game of football, he's doing a good job putting together a good staff there. So, especially highlighting Jeremy Darvin and Robert Crawford.
Do you know them?
I did. I played with both of them, actually.
With them or for them?
With them.
Oh, okay.
Young. And here's the thing, too. Our buddy Ricky, his nephew, played at Hillsborough when Mettenberger was there and had nothing but great things to say about him. And it's funny. It's like, because you look, we know Met Show. You know, that's what we look at. We know the LSU quarterback. We know, you know, that he was the Titans quarterback here and obviously didn't have a great NFL career. But, you know, that's all we knew. But then now you see this other side of him. That he's only 33, too.
Didn't he marry
Wizen Hunt's daughter?
Or engaged?
I think they're married.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think they are. But, yeah, I mean, look. And here's the other thing that I will say. Ken Wizen Hunt was an absolutely awful, terrible, worst ever awful head coach. There's no doubt about that. But he did have some moments as an offensive coordinator with both the Steelers and then the Chargers. So you have to think he could have taken something away from that.
Well, he had the halfback pass in the Super Bowl from Hines Ward to, God, what's the guy's name that played in Indiana? Antoine Randall-L.
I loved Antoine Randall-L. He was a quarterback. That's right. He was a quarterback turn receiver, and they ran those trick play. And, I mean, you know, he had some – obviously, he was head coach of the Cardinals when they went to the Super Bowl. But – He was a terrible head coach here. That's just right. What it was. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.